Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
A little over 70 years ago, the Korean Armistice Agreement was signed, setting North and South Korea down two vastly different paths, observed U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield, on a recent visit to the demilitarized zone dividing North and South Korea. It is a world in which just miles to the south we see democracy and prosperity, just miles to the north, repression and isolation. A world in which true peace and coexistence remain beyond reach, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. That is without question due to the DPRK's escalatory rhetoric, misguided decision-making, destabilizing actions, actions that endanger the peace and security of the region and beyond it. The United States harbors no hostile intent toward the DPRK, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. We have repeatedly asked Pyongyang to reject provocation and embrace dialogue. We have held the doors open for meaningful diplomacy, and we remain open to dialogue, because our goal, ultimately, is to achieve a peaceful and stable peninsula, a peaceful and stable world. The United States is grateful to the 28,500 soldiers standing shoulder to shoulder with troops from the Republic of Korea and multilateral forces in service to that goal, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. President Biden has said that America will lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example. That commitment is what separates us and partners like the Republic of Korea from those that oppose their people, reject multilateralism, and endanger international peace and security, who measure their might by their munitions and try to proliferate their way into power, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. And so, as we link arms with allies in the fight for nonproliferation, human rights, and democracy, we also reaffirm that the only way to achieve these ends is through diplomacy. With the Republic of Korea and Japan now by its side, the United States will continue to work in the UN Security Council to hold responsible those threatening the nonproliferation regime. That includes Russia and China, as both countries continue to use their positions in the Security Council to shield the DPRK from accountability. We urge Russia and China to reverse course, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield, and once again to urge Pyongyang to choose diplomacy and come to the negotiating table, to ensure the next seven decades are more peaceful than the last.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.